Welcome to the next installment of NotSecondClassDads.ca. My name is Scott Taylor, and the title of today's episode is Clash of Egos. Just had a conversation today with a father whose parenting time has been very, very limited for some time. And he tells me he wants more parenting time. In fact, he wants shared parenting time, which is a minimum of 40%. In fact, his current parenting time is also supervised. As in most situations where a father is looking to increase his parenting time, there runs a common thread. And what is that thread? Namely, it's a hostile and unfriendly relationship with the children's mother. In such situations, most fathers believe to be successful, to achieve the parenting time they wish to have with their children, all they need to do is to prove that they are a better parent than the mother. And to show this involves constant criticism of the mother for a variety of alleged flaws and deficiencies in parenting the children. In my many years of family law, that approach is completely wrong and will not result, or very likely result, in any positive changes to any father's parenting time. So why is that? You must keep in mind, as difficult as it might be, it is not a debate as to who is the better parent. Rather, the only question is what's in the best interests of the children. And the greater the hostility between parents is a recipe for continued frustration. No court, if it ends up in court, wants to place a child or any children between two parents who can only criticize each other. A hostile environment that no court wants to place children. So what's a father to do? I recommend that the father, and it's best to have paperwork to support this, email the mother and advise the mother how much undoubtedly the children love the mother and how much the mother loves the children, but also that the father loves the children and wants to be involved in their lives as much as possible. But you don't stop with just saying that and making that statement. You have to step up. And by stepping up, I mean you offer to help the mother as much as possible, whether it means taking them to and from activities, professional appointments, medical, dental appointments, whether it means parent-teacher nights, meeting with parents, meeting with school counselors. In other words, you show by both words and action that you are fully and completely committed to being responsible both financially and personally in helping to raise your children. So it's your choice as a father to either step up or step away. Until next time, this is Scott Taylor for NotSecondClassDads.ca.